Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.
Sometimes to be a coach, you don't have to interview for it. You don't have to raise your hand. Sometimes you're approached. And that's what we have today as we learn more as we go inside the Coach's Headset. I'm Amos Rogan, and today we're going inside the Coach's Headset with the Upperman girls soccer coach, Lyle Daniels. Lyle, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Lyle, tell us a little bit about your story into getting into being the head coach at Upperman.
Well, Amos, it started my soccer coaching started a few years back when I got involved with the Upperman Middle School program there from a boys' side. And my oldest boy was playing on the team, and they were looking for a coach, and I went in and helped them do that for a couple of years. And then he became a freshman, and so I transitioned into the high school as an assistant coach. I was actually with the girls last season as an assistant coach, and then in the spring they came to me and asked me to take over the program full-time, both boys and girls. So I just happened to be in the right spot at the right time, and they were looking to fill a position. And I'm one that really wants to see that program in Baxter grow. I think soccer is a great game. I know my family loves it, and there are a lot of families in the Upper Cumberland that love it, and it's growing, and I want to see it succeed. And anything I can do to help, I'm willing to do right now. So,
tell us a little bit about how you got into soccer. What intrigued you? You know, the Upper Cumberland typically isn't what I would call a soccer hotbed of athletes or even fans for that matter, but obviously it's growing. You can see a whole lot of schools having some pretty successful programs. How did you get into the sport?
Well, I guess 10 or 11 years ago, YMCA soccer, you know, and I've always been one that I've always been involved in whatever my kids do, and I've always coached growing up, whether it be baseball or basketball. I've always reffed. I've always been around sports, and I think sports shows us a lot about life. And my two boys started playing at the Y, and I started coaching. And the more they played, the more I coached, and ended up getting into the travel ball side of things and helping coach there and going to get certifications through U.S. soccer. And one thing led to another, and through my time, I've done anything from herding cats on the little fields at the YMCA to coaching high school soccer now. So it's been quite a transition for me. A lot of time in learning and studying, and a lot of time watching film. But I enjoy it. I enjoy coaching, always have. And I like to help these kids.
Being a coach for your kids, and I, my experience in softball, coaching my daughters, being able to coach your kids and coach somebody else's kids is like daylight and dark. How you talk to them, how you approach them, even the standards that you hold up against them. Tell us a little bit about how you've had to transition from being a father of boys that you coach to be a head coach of a girls' soccer team.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. It is a transition. I love these girls. They're great, but they are different, and you have to approach things differently. A lot more emotions come out, and not that that's a bad thing. That's just the reality. But you know, I've always considered myself pretty hard-lined when it comes to certain things and discipline. And not that we don't have it, it's just a different style with the girls. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to get them to really respect and trust you. And I think we've got that now. I think as a whole, these girls that I have today have come around, and they understand that all I want is what's best for them, and that's all I want for the program is what's best for it and Upperman High School. So, you know, yes, it's different. I'm sure I'm a lot harder on my own son than I am any other player, whether it's boy or girl. Mm-hmm. That's just part of life. And I try not to be, but I know that happens. But the girls, you know, they work hard for me. And that's all I really ask. And so I'm super proud to be their coach.
We're talking on Inside the Coach's Headset, the podcast here on UC Sports Nation. Thank you very much for listening to us. We're talking with Upperman Girls Head Soccer Coach Lyle Daniels. Lyle, tell us a little bit about, you know, you've talked a little bit about your philosophy and how you approach certain things within your program. You know, you said you're kind of a hardline guy, but you don't ask the girls to do anything more than what they're capable of. Talk to us a little bit about the structure in which you have established that culture, because, you know, full disclosure, we work for the same company outside of this podcast or Upperman High School. Culture is a big thing for us, and I think that we take culture and a positive culture and a teamwork culture in everything that we do, just because of what we're around and who we're made of. What kind of culture do you establish within your team in order to get what they are capable of every single day, whether it's practice or during the game?
Well, you're right. We do come from a culture, and that is something that is important to me, and hopefully important to these girls that I'm trying to coach. But what I'm looking for is to develop leaders on and off the field, and I think that's done by leading by example and just trying to bring people together as a team. Upperman Soccer is still a young program in my mind. The high school level has been around. I believe this is the fourth year for the girls' side. And they've really not had any consistency for one reason or another throughout that tenure. And hopefully things will stabilize and they can start building on a culture that is going to allow them to grow and have the leadership year after year. And so the freshmen are seeing the seniors and seeing their work ethic, and it's being passed down year to year to year. And you're grooming these leaders and young women up to be respectable members of the society, not just on the sports field. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm really looking to instill is defining leadership, leading by example, and getting them to follow in those footsteps and bringing on the next level.
Bringing on the next level and taking that performance up to another notch. In so many other sports, during the off seasons of school, of the school season, you have travel ball and whatever else, AAU, and the different sanctioned type of club teams that you have. With some of with the sport growing across the board in the Upper Cumberland, what kind of opportunities and what do you do to kind of be able to encourage your players to participate in club ball, travel ball, whatever you want to call it, as far as soccer goes?
Mm-hmm. There are, like you said, soccer is growing, and we've actually got two clubs right here in the Upper Cumberland that have travel teams. So I encourage our girls to go out and play and attend camps. And we've got a great soccer team right over here at Tennessee Tech University as well. And, you know, that they are a good example of what we can be. And going and watching them play and seeing them on the field and how they work and how they react. But just getting out, and we've got to get into the younger age groups and get them started younger. That's where you're going to pick up your foot skills and your touch. And you start at that early age and you build on it throughout the years. It's hard to come in. Even if you're very athletic, it's hard to come in as a freshman or sophomore and never been on a soccer field before and be able to perform at a level that you need to perform to be competitive. So we got to get into the younger age groups, whether it's middle school or elementary school, and start building those foundations for them and getting them involved at the Y or Upper Cumberland or wherever it is that they want to go, and just show them that this is a fun sport and it's something that you can have a lot of fun in and participate in and enjoy. And hopefully that's part of what we're doing is getting out in the community and showing these young kids that, hey, this is something that might interest you and getting them starting that at that younger age.
We're talking with Upperman Girls head coach for the soccer team on Inside the Coach's Headset, Lyle Daniels. Inside the Coach's Headset is brought to you by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony for all your insurance needs. Lyle, tell us a little bit about, you know, soccer is an incredibly physical sport in terms of conditioning. And these kids run. I don't see how they do it because, quite honestly, I hate running. If you take one look at me, the only thing I'm running to is the buffet.
I understand that. Me too.
Off-season conditioning, those types of things. What do you do and how much can you do? Because I know there's some restrictions on TSSAA, things of that nature. What can you do in order to make sure that when the season hits, when it's officially soccer season, how are these athletes going to, student athletes going to be able to be in the best condition possible?
And that's tough, especially for the girls' side, because what you run into is, you know, as the boys' season ends, school's ending. So about the time you need to start really working with the girls' side while everybody's out of school and we're going on vacations and we're traveling and we're doing this and doing that. And then before you know it, we have a 2-week dead period from TSSAA, and now it's the middle of July and here we go and we're playing in less than a month. So it really comes down to a lot of the girls having to do things on their own, especially during the summer. Now we worked, a couple of times in June, when folks can make it. And then the last week of June and first week of July, is the dead period. And then we started back around July 8th and we worked hard and we conditioned, pretty much every day. Monday through Friday, and they put in the work, and we, you know, really talked about our speed and agility and just stamina. Those three things are the biggest, and you're right, it takes a lot of work, and for the girls in particular, it takes a lot of work on their own because of just the time frame of where you're at in the school year and in the year itself with summer and families wanting to go on vacation, right, and everybody missing a week here or there, and it can be difficult, so you really rely on the girls themselves to do a lot. We provide some instruction to them as far as things they can do outside, whether it be just quick feet drills or whatever, you know. So, but it is a challenge, and even through July, it's a challenge because you're still not in school yet. So most kids don't have a routine. Some of your young ones can't get there because they don't drive yet and their parents work. So it's a tough battle to fight through, but we manage.
Well, tell us a little bit about how your season's going right now.
Well, Amos, we actually last night was our first district game. We started the season a couple of weeks ago, had a really good preseason, was really impressed with that. We came out, won our first ball game, at home, against Bledsoe County. And then the last two games, taking a couple of losses, one to a very good Sequatchie County team, and then our district opponent Livingston last night ended up beating us 3-0. And, you know, I'll say this, our girls are continuing to work hard, and, you know, we make mistakes, and that's what cost us last night. But the good thing is, like I told the girls, is the mistakes we made we can learn from and we can correct. So that's a positive. And we got another big district game tomorrow night against Cumberland County. They're coming to town, be at Baxter tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And then, you know, we'll get into a couple of non-district games. And so we're very early into the season. We'll play this entire month and then all the month of September. The district tournament, I believe, is going to be like the second week in October. And then we'll see what happens from there.
Sounds good. Well, best of luck to you, Lyle. I really appreciate you coming and speaking with us. You've been listening to Inside the Coach's Headset with Upperman Girls Soccer Head Coach Lyle Daniels on the UCSportsNation.com, brought to you by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. I'm Amos Rogan, and next week we will be visiting with another Upper Cumberland head coach right here on UCSportsNation.com. Thank you very much for listening. And if you do like what you're listening to, please share it. Please let your friends and family know that we're talking about high school sports programs here in the Upper Cumberland, and trying to shed as much light as we possibly can to these student athletes and the coaches. So thanks very much for listening, and be safe and be blessed. Thank you very much.
Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.